because as you'll see, there's a reason why we're doing this. We're joined right now by the head basketball coach at BYU. First season with the Cougars. He was named head coach on April 10th, 2019. He led Utah Valley to three straight postseason tournaments. He was an NCAA champion at Kentucky. He played in the NBA. BYU is 21-7. They are 23 in the AP poll. They're hosting Santa Clara tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on CBS Sports Network. Mark Pope is my guest. Mark, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Man, hey, I'm so hyped to be on the show, my friend. So my entire forgettable NBA career, I got to listen to your show. So in that sense, I felt like we had to grow up together, man. It's very cool. So
Mark, that is so great that you just said that. Number one, because I want to talk to you. I'm going to get you to stop talking about your, quote, unforgettable NBA career. You and I can get into that. But I am just as eager to talk to you.
I didn't say unforgettable. I said forgettable.
Forgettable. All right, I want to get into that. I don't want to start there. I just want to say it's just as good to have you on this show as it is for you to be on the program. I've been looking forward to it myself. Let me talk to you about your team first. You're coming off back-to-back road wins over Loyola Marymount in San Diego. You've won six straight. You're back in the top 25 for the first time since 2010, 2011. How is life around your program right now?
It's good right now, but you know, we're coming down the stretch, right? So it's there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of urgency. And we understand what lays in the balance of every single night we step on the court. And So we're feeling all the juice that you want to feel in February heading into March. I mean, we're exactly where we hope to be, and we know how big every single game is right now.
BYU head coach Mark Pope is my guest. Now, as a team, you put up some serious numbers this year. You're number one in the nation in three-point field goal percentage. You're second in three-point field goals per game. You're third in field goal percentage, assist per game, assist to turnover ratio. I can go on. That's a level of great efficiency that most coaches only dream of. How have you gone about reaching those levels?
Well, it starts with good players. You know, it's always 99% of it. We have really good players that have been really, really dedicated to kind of refining their craft in terms of developing not only their stroke, but also learning about, you know, where they're most effective on the floor, and also guys working really hard to earn great shots for each other, right? Our team has really bought into that and really been committed to that. But it's been a joy to watch and coach for sure.
We're talking to Mark Pope. Now, Mark, you had been an assistant at BYU under Dave Rose. Because of the success that you had at Utah Valley, your name came up for a number of high profile jobs. What was your reaction when the opportunity came up at BYU?
Well, I had a lot of emotion because, in this coaching business, everybody always says you never follow John Wooden ever, right? That's career suicide, and Coach Rose was certainly that. I mean, he did it better than anybody's ever done it here at BYU, and I got to work under him, and you know, he is a tough act to follow, so that's a daunting prospect. But I also had been here and had been able to see firsthand how extraordinary this place is. In some ways, I know it sounds crazy, in some ways it's the best kept secret in all of college basketball, and I think here we actually had the opportunity to do things that maybe sometimes we get scared of even saying out loud, but I think this is a special place, and so I couldn't be happier to be here.
Now, Mark, I know that must be an amazing place. For you to say something like that about BYU when you played at Kentucky and you won a national championship there really speaks to how different, how unique, how special BYU is. In fact, you talked about one of the things that you like to do is, quote, chase discomfort. Where does that approach come from, and what do you like about chasing discomfort?
That's interesting. I think probably all of us, right, as athletes, and you don't have to be an athlete. Then you do. You kind of grow up, and as you're trying to excel and trying to, you know, become good at something, you're just thrown in all kind of uncomfortable situations, and you don't like it. But then over time, it almost becomes addictive, right? When you chase discomfort, it means you have a chance to grow. When you have chased discomfort, it means you actually have a chance to do something special. When you chase discomfort, it means you have a chance to do something people don't think you can do, right? And so if you're living in discomfort, then that means that you have a chance to actually accomplish something. And And so it's something we talk about a lot here. It's part of what we do. You know, I got to play for the legendary Rick Pitino, and so he inflicted so much discomfort every single second of the day that we got used to it and became a little addicted to it. And it was a gift to every single one of us that got to play under him.
What an amazing response that is. So I would imagine if I were to say to you physical discomfort or mental discomfort or emotional discomfort, your response would be yes, right? All the above.
100%. The physical discomfort, as awful as it is, it's actually not as fatiguing, I think, as the emotional and mental discomfort. I think that's what sets guys apart. The guys who can actually manage that part of it, I think those are the teams that can actually become special.
We're talking to Mark Pope. Now, in terms of chasing discomfort, in the first month of the season alone, you played San Diego State, Houston, UCLA, Kansas, Virginia Tech, and Utah. That is a monster schedule. I would argue that that is chasing discomfort. What did you learn about your team during that first month, and then how much does that set you up for the rest of the season?
Well, we learned a lot about our team. We learned that I have a really good team and I'm not a very good coach. You know, we also learned a lot because we played that stretch without Yoeli Childs, who is our, you know, is our returning, you know, 20-10. Like, he's a guaranteed 20-10 every single game. And what these guys accomplished during that stretch didn't only change our team, the guys that were playing, it also changed Yoeli. Like, he got to grow so much, and he got to believe so much in what this group could do without his help. And so when he jumped on, we had this incredible continuity and this respect going on both sides that I think has helped us so far. Now, we still got a lot of work to do, but in the end, it turned out to be a real blessing. The hard schedule and doing it with a limited roster, both those things have helped us along the way.
BYU head basketball coach Mark Pope is my guest. All right, let's go back to your, quote, forgettable NBA career. You know, you had that national championship mark at Kentucky. You played in the NBA for a number of years. Not only have you said that it's a forgettable career, I've actually heard you say that you were the worst NBA player ever. Also not true. I'm not buying that. But you were with the Pacers when Larry Bird was the coach. The story goes that he would shoot with you and talk with you about life and basketball. What was that experience like?
Oh, come on. Come on. I mean, Jim, I'm telling you, you know, for a bad young player that grew up, you know, just idolizing Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. You know, seriously, I was the biggest NBA fan in the world, and I actually got to wear a jersey. And then to have that time with Coach Bird, where, you know, coaches, he is not an open book, as you know, right?
Sure.
He's not a talker, and he's really pretty reserved. And to have that time where I think he's the most brilliant basketball mind on the planet. I really do. Getting to play for him for a couple of years and watch how he orchestrated that. But to have those times where he actually jumped in and we got to play shooting games alone in the gym at night and he would be talking smack, it was so unbelievable. Because I grew up watching him and cheering for him, it was such a gift, man. I was really blessed.
Mark, one more thing about that. In your second season, he did call you into his office, and he had to tell you that he was waving you. You told Seth Davis, quote, "It was one of the worst moments of my whole life." But then you also added, quote, "Man, I treasure it." What did you treasure about that moment?
I don't know if I'm probably going to butcher it. I don't know if I have the right words for it, but. You know, when you pour your heart and soul into something, which certainly I had to do to try and stay alive in that league, it's the kind of commitment and sacrifice that nobody really knows except for the individual that's making it. And it was so awful. I mean, we had just finished practice. It was just before, you know, it was just before we were starting the season, so training camp was essentially ending. And he called me in he told me, and of course, I start immediately crying because I'm just ridiculous like that. And so I can't cry in front of Larry Bird, so I just shook his hand real quick and ran out of the office. And it's in the new Conseco Fieldhouse. At the time, it was Conseco. And you run right out of the – it wasn't his office. It was just a little room. Right out and run right in the locker room. And there's Reggie and Mark Jackson. And I can't get the tears out of my eyes. Man, it was just humiliating and awful. But who gets that? And I'm saying this seriously. Like, I'm so proud of the fact that I got to get fired by Larry Bird, right? and I got to be in the game. And then, you know, the thing that Coach Bird told me at the time, he's like, Mark, and we he had been really generous in terms of having a relationship with me. And so he told me at the time, he's like, Mark, you actually need to fire you for you. This is going to be the best thing for you. And sure enough, a year later, I'm starting for the Milwaukee Bucks in the only part of my career that really I made any contribution. And Coach was right. And so it was beautiful in the sense of who I got to share that awful experience with, and then it was beautiful for what followed.
Yeah, that is not a butchered attempt at a story. That is an incredible story. Mark Pope is joining us. That is an amazing story. I could end that right there, and we could walk off on that, and that'd be amazing. But there was another aspect of your career and your life that's amazing to me, Mark. At one point, you took the medical school entrance exam. After your time with the NBA was over, you applied to Columbia University's College of Physicians and Surgeons, and you were accepted. Just so people know, Columbia admits roughly 4.5% of the applicants to the College of Physicians and Surgeons. You were in the most elite of company. What was your time in medical school like?
It was so awesome and so humbling and so kind of, you know, as you go through life, you kind of get these experiences where you find out who you are and where your real passions lie. And so, you know, it's one of the great things about being a really bad NBA player is that you spend every day wondering what you're going to do when you can't get another job. We just were lucky enough to do it for 10 years, right? And so, ultimately we settled on going to medical school, and so we went, and I had an extraordinary experience all the way up until, I dropped out just before I was, just at the completion of my third year to go take a job with the great Mark Fox at University of Georgia, who'd been a good friend for a long time. But, going to school taught me a lot. The most important thing it taught me, which was surprising to me because I didn't think it when I was a player, but I just missed the game so much, and I missed being with a team so much and being around this incredible game. And so that's a gift to have as a coach, because our lives are they're very dynamic and uncertain, and sometimes they can be hard. And so if you're going to coach, you better know for sure that it's what you were born to do and the only thing you can do. And that's what I learned, is that this is what I want to do more than anything else, and it's been a gift ever since.
So, Mark, one quick follow. Before you accepted that job, the story goes you had to have a meeting with the dean of the Columbia Medical School. How did that meeting go?
I mean, Dean Melman, I love her. She's been so fantastic to me. So I walk in her office, and I sat down, and I tried to explain to her that I was going to go take a bad coaching job, not even an assistant coach. I had to go as a assistant director of operations, really, at the University of Georgia. And she was like, you have lost your freaking mind. I mean, she couldn't believe it. It was like the dumbest thing she'd ever heard in her life. She's been super supportive. We've actually kept in touch since, and she's an extraordinary human being. Man, she's amazing. But she probably put that on her list of the meetings that were most surprising to her.
So let me ask you something. I can't play a lick. I'm old enough to be your dad. I've got no eligibility, but can I come there and play for you?
Let's go, man. Come, hey, we're taking all comers,
This is so good. BYU 21-7. They're 23 in the AP poll. They're hosting Santa Clara tomorrow night right here on CBS Sports Network. How you and I did not do this sooner than today, Mark, I have no idea, but that was an absolute blast.
Well, hey, listen, it's really a privilege to be on. I'm telling you, like, there's not that many voices that you kind of run through with your life, but it sure has been fun listening to you over the years, man. You do an unbelievable job for sports, so thanks for having me on.
Mark, I appreciate that so much. I appreciate you so much. You're one of the most interesting guys I've ever spoken to, and I'm so glad we did that. I'm so glad we came together, and we will do it again soon, for sure. Mark Pope is the head basketball coach at BYU.